News from UNIFIL. Speaking on the challenges facing UNIFIL, Deputy Spokesperson Candice Ardil highlighted a fundamental issue: the lack of commitment from both Lebanon and Israel to fully implement their obligations under UN Security Council Resolution 1701.
There have been a number of challenges to UNIFIL's ability to implement its mandate under Resolution 1701, but what I think it all comes back to is the lack of will by the parties to implement their obligations under Resolution 1701. And by that I mean Lebanon and Israel. Both have obligations given by the Security Council that they've agreed in principle to implement, but neither one has ever fully implemented the obligations that they've been given and that they have agreed to. And this puts UNIFIL in a difficult position where our role is to support the parties in what they are obligated to do. But if their will isn't there, there's not a lot that UNIFIL can do on its own to push the implementation of Resolution 1701.
Commenting on the difficulties posed by the rapid escalation of tensions in Lebanon, Ms. Ardil described the impact on UNIFIL's operations, from disrupted patrols to logistical challenges in supplying peacekeepers.
The escalation in the conflict that we've seen since September has created a number of challenges for UNIFIL and for peacekeepers, not least our restricted ability now to undertake some of the activities we would like to do, such as our regular patrols, which have been made much more difficult, but also our critical logistical movements. And this includes things like our movements to bring supplies like food and water to our bases to ensure that the peacekeepers who live and work there can continue to do their jobs. Even if peacekeepers aren't out there patrolling, they're still able to monitor and do many of our critical activities from the positions. But this becomes much more difficult if, for example, roads are blocked or convoys are denied freedom of movement and turned away and they aren't able to get those critical supplies where they're needed. So we're working with the parties to coordinate to ensure these critical logistical activities can continue to take place. And we're also working to repair roads to ensure that our vehicles can access the positions where they're needed.
On October 31, UNIFIL Spanish peacekeepers donated essential medicines to the town of Clayá, supporting local needs amid escalating tensions. The donation, coordinated with the NGO Caritas, was handed over by Sector East Commander Brigadier General Garcia del Barrio to Father Pierre Rai of Clayá's Maronite Church. Father Rai expressed gratitude for the support during a time of critical shortages. UNIFIL remains committed to its mission in South Lebanon, and its peacekeepers remain in their positions, doing their best in delivering on the mission's mandate, given the extremely challenging circumstances on the ground. As airstrikes have damaged several roads, including some being blocked by debris and rubble across the mission's area of operations, UNIFIL peacekeepers have cleared many of them while rehabilitating those rendered unusable. On 25 October, a team of sappers from the Spanish contingent, supported by fellow peacekeepers from India, rehabilitated a section of the road connecting the villages of Kfar Shuba and Kfar Hamam. The road, which is close to one of UNIFIL's Indian positions, is regularly used by peacekeepers. The final result was a functional road that will once again allow movements of UNIFIL peacekeepers as well as civilians in the area. On 29 October, Nepalese peacekeepers cleared the road between Maisi Jabal and Tibnin that was blocked by debris from recent bombardments in Chakra.